What's going on, folks? Welcome back to the Bearded Wisdom Podcast. I am once again your host, Les McDaniel, and today I'm going to be with you a little bit naked and afraid. And for those of you who are not watching this, I'm not really naked as I'm recording this. You can go look at YouTube. I actually have on a golf shirt. But today, it's all about me standing before you, truly authentic, as we discover this reality of our existence today that may be hindering us from truly tapping in to the fullest life that we could have. And honestly, it's the thing that keeps us from being truly liberated leaders in our world that are worth following, that people want to follow. So that said, I want to remind you that this show is here to inspire the uninspired, to unstick what is stuck, and to liberate that leader within you. And you can find me on all your social channels, but specifically the ones that I love the most are Facebook and Instagram. You can find me there at epicfusion.life. Or you can find me on TikTok and YouTube at Bearded Wisdom. So go find me. We're dripping wisdom all day long. It's going to be good. You're going to feel loved. You're going to be cared for, encouraged, inspired. I hope all of these things.
There comes a time in life where you got to make a decision. You can write your own story or let someone else tell it for you. This is the show for that time. This is Bearded Wisdom with Les McDaniel.
We're going to start with a little bit of just a journey down memory lane. You know, I recall many years ago loving to read those Choose Your Own Destiny books. I don't know if you guys remember those. It's this idea of it's a book that gives the reader a sense of participation in the story. As you read along and you land on a page, it gives you several options. An example might be one, to open the bottle and drink the potion and call upon the gods to conquer the enemy. Or to shatter the glass bottle and pour the potion on the ground in order to prevent any evil from ever having access to this unbelievable power. Or maybe it's to toss the potion into the sea and rely on my own instincts and that inner voice that is within me to achieve the victory, being the hero of the story. You see, this adventure of not knowing and the disappointment of making the wrong choice are not necessarily something that plays out real succinctly in stories like this. And ultimately, the realization that either way, my story, my very real and active story, continues to be unaffected by my choices is, well, kind of silly. Let me rephrase what I'm saying. You see, I could read all the choices in these choose your own destiny types of books. I could read every possible action and see every predetermined outcome that the author has so artistically spun together for my entertainment. Yet I can't help but wonder, is this a choice of anything at all? I mean, the story technically still has already been written. And while there may be different types of endings at the core of this book, the story has already been determined with just different renderings of the ending. We read these stories with all their limited choices and their definitive outcomes, and we ultimately find that we are limited to the full magnitude of possibilities we face in a real life situation. I mean, we even neglect to realize that there are actually options within the book that the author has not even considered, like just closing the book after the first chapter and not continuing the story. And we get stuck in these ideas sometimes of all the voices that are out there in our own head today that are trying to tell us the destiny of the book has already been written based upon, well, a lot of times it's just some sort of duality. It's this good or evil, or I mean, as I've been saying a lot lately, it's the party lines that we toe. You may be following a specific religious doctrine. You may be following a political party. You might be trying to toe the line of parental belief systems that they gave you and told you that this is what it was. And your fear is when you don't accept that you might be also unacceptable to them. And so we experience this turmoil that goes on within us. You know, I will say that this seems to be so often the way many operate in our day-to-day lives. We approach our lives with the angel on one shoulder and the demon on the other, whispering competing options in each ear and sending us to the all well too understood chaos and confusion that results from the tensions that we feel in these choices. This confusion then is the result of these false fig leaves that people have placed on our story and told us that this is what you should look like and have covered us over so that we blend in and fit in with society and fit in with what our communities have said. We choose to follow the crowd because it's easier than truly choosing our own destiny and living into the power of our own originality. Instead, we so often choose to blend in. We choose pop culture, party lines, oversimplified fundamentalism, liberalism, conservatism, and the cloaks continue to just be poured over us to keep the target off of our back. We find ourselves feeling safe when we can hide behind the image that others tell us is appropriate for this time and this day and age. In these moments, the heart of our true self is covered over by the corruption from outside influences that just continue to tell us that what we think is not enough or not right. And we are pushed and we are manipulated and we are forced in so many ways to fall in line or feel alone. You know, I remember very vividly making many choices along the way that simply allowed me to blend in and camouflage as well. Things that truly made it so that I didn't really stand out in a crowd except on their terms and in ways that they like to reward people. So I was really successful in real estate for some time, and it was a very beautiful thing to be able to do very well in something that I didn't care that much about, but it wasn't life-giving. It wasn't truly giving me that meaning and purpose that I so deeply desire. One of my favorite things to do is to ask people how they contribute to our world in ways that bring them meaning and purpose. And it's a little bit of that question that goes a step further than, hey, what do you do in this world? Hey, what's your career? How you doing? It's that deeper kind of sense. And not surprisingly, it stumps so many people. They stand at the threshold of their life waiting for someone to open the door and usher them in with security blankets and safety and all sorts of things that will make them feel comfortable as they find themselves instead slave to things like 5 steps to get rich and 3 ways to 100K followers and 4 beauty tips to stand out in a crowd. And all the while, they don't realize that at the core of what they are doing, there's no real meaning or purpose for them. They don't even understand who they are, let alone why they do the things they do. They have lost their service to the full spectrum of their purpose and how it fits within the grand scheme of our shared existence, and replaced it with their own individual desires, their own self-protective strategies to protect and hold on to some sense of this false security. Yet, I can't help but wonder what it would be like if we could be those that would just show up naked in this world, truly authentic, unafraid to share every aspect of who we are. And even as I say that, I feel myself wanting to like button the top button of my golf shirt and make sure that my fly is zipped up and that my shoe, like I want to cover up because I don't want to be the first to go, right? Who wants to be the first to actually truly be truly naked in this world? And so I do so in ways where I express myself carefully. I do so in ways that begin to open myself up, but not with the full spectrum of passion that resides deep within me. And it grows so tiring and wearisome. And it's really heavy. You ever feel like life is just heavy, just trying to carry the burdens of and the cloaks of everybody else that wants you to look a certain way, to blend in? And I want to encourage you that we can lay down all these false notions of what we are supposed to be that others are laying upon us. This is not a burden that you have to carry. I want to encourage you to show up unabashedly authentic to that inspiration from within, that thing that you can't stop thinking about 24/7, that thing that with ease and grace just makes sense in life. To your own existence, your very existence breathes this thing that whatever it might be. For me, it's this ability to love people that are struggling to be loved by anyone and to give people hope and to inspire them to truly tap into who they really are. What is yours? You see, like a fish out of water, many of us are just really desiring to reconnect with that natural habitat of the water that we like to swim in. We want to jump the ship of other people's lives and live truly in the sea that is where we find our greatest sustenance. It breathes once again as it is designed to breathe. That is you. That is truly the larger self operating within you. That is the ego being let go of for the greater sense of purpose and meaning as you stand in front of the background and the backdrop of your life, very clearly articulating your existence with purpose and meaning for others to be able to grow from. So I wonder, what do these moments look like for you? You see, our greatest hope is that we might begin to honestly confront our habitual and neurotic behaviors, as well as the negativity that we have endured from outside forces that have created a lot of these self-protective strategies. We can truly be liberated from all of this when we are aware of the entrapment of those ideologies that have become idolatry for us and that have outlived their lifespan. There's a lot of great things to be said about a disciplined way of life. To create a rule of life for yourself or a community that allows people to kind of understand the practices and the values and the vision of the life that you desire, the way that you desire to live. And there's some really good in you that is screaming to come out when you can truly begin to unbutton the cloaks that everyone has placed upon you. And I think it's an interesting journey to begin to journal around this idea of whose clothes are you borrowing? What is your robe that you are wearing? I can't help but think of the story of the emperor's clothing, where he is sold over and over and over again, this idea of this unbelievable clothing that is woven together by these special seamstresses, whatever you call it, people who sew and make clothing. And really, he goes and he watches them sewing nothing, using nothing to, no thread, no fabric, and being told that, oh, King, can't you see this? And all the while, he's just playing along with them because he doesn't want to seem a fool. And I can't help but think how many of us are like that king, buying into the lie that this beautiful garment of life that we are told we're supposed to be wearing, when we're sold a bill of goods that says this is going to make you better and better, if we're not just afraid to walk naked. Meanwhile, we're always walking naked and people see right through us. So what would it look like for us to begin to be people who were unafraid, to walk naked, to be truly comfortable in our own skin, to tap into that source, that purity that resides at the core of human being? Because we weren't meant to be those who were just doing all the time. Our exercise and our actions are the result of truly understanding of what it's like to be with ourselves. To sit with ourselves, to understand our hurts, our brokenness, and to arise to the fact that our weaknesses, that in our weaknesses, when we can set those weaknesses on the stage of life for others to see with them as the backdrop, that what we are doing is we are actually empowering a true story that we share together, where my weakness and your weakness come together in ways that it bonds us, makes us stronger, holds us to a higher accounting with one another. So that what we are doing each and every day isn't something that rules over others, but instead calls people up to something that is bigger, better, beautiful, and more in alignment with our initial showing up in this world as babies born naked. And oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure we die naked in this world as well, despite we might have clothing on a casket. I mean, maybe that falls up. There was a time in history where people didn't get buried with clothing, I think, from what I hear. I digress. Anyways, my hope is that you truly can begin to tap into your greatest hopes, that you can begin to tap into the truth about what it means to walk naked in this world, authentically true to yourself, broken free from all the other voices out there that try to belabor who you should be and what you're not and you're not enoughness. All of that is bullshit. It is not who you are. You are so much more than that. And I am here desiring to just pour forth that by living authentically and naked before you as we go on this journey together. So join me. Let's be naked and unafraid as we move forward in this life together. For now, I'll talk to you on the flip side as we jump into more about what it truly is to be human in this world today. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Bearded Wisdom Show. You got a buddy or friend who needs to hear this. Please send them a link. And don't forget to hit that follow button so you can come back and hang out with Les every day.